on Author's Corner, Juliet Barrif joins us. She's written a couple of books, actually. We want to focus on the one book, but I'm going to mention the second book as well. And I love both titles. So she joins us on AC here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And the book is My Moon, My Light. Juliet, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
What made you write this book? How'd you come up with this book?
Well, I came up with this book because my intention was to write a book of poems. But somehow along the way, my daddy, which is my heavenly father, spoke to my spirit and told me that I have a story behind these poems. And so I go ahead and start writing the book. Being a person in love with nature, and I was always impressed with the moon, and I start to go back to my childhood and start it from there.
So you go to put it together, and you love nature, and you've always been impressed with the moon, which we share that in common. I bet there's people out there that feel the same way. When you started to put it together, how did you decide what poems you were going to put in it and maybe what you would leave out?
Okay. All the poems that I've written, that is within, in the book, in Reflection. So that's the section for the reflection with the poems. And the beginning of the book is a story. So this the story really tells of what is coming up into the poem.
Which is great because you tell us what the meaning is of the poem.
Yes.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite poem? I know that's really hard.
I do. I have many favorite poems, and most of them is dedicated to God. One of them is The God Who Saves Me, because I was going through a time in my life that I need to support, and I found that support from my Heavenly Father.
And you know, it's interesting, in your book, you talk about, because that's why you say my light, you know, you talk about that you need to let love in. I guess that's the best way to say it. You talk about things that happen in the world, and that people can get a hardened heart. And to me, that's part of the beauty of your book, is you're trying to lift people up. Am I right?
Yes.
So for you, when you went through tough times, and as you said, you went through a tough time, did that help you by expressing that, by writing?
Certainly, yes. That's where the poems came about.
Yeah.
I put my feelings in the poem.
Right, you pour it into it, all the emotion, yeah, the heart, yeah, the love, all of that you can tell. Was poetry, did it come to you naturally? Was that a gift that you think you had from the time you were young?
Yes. I loved to write from when I was a child. But to be a published artist is something I didn't dream about. But yes, poems are something that I used to impress other people. I love to write love poems for my friends and things like that.
Ooh, that's a special gift when you can do that for friends. And you know, if we break down the book, you have all kinds of things. Dry Those Tears, The Perplexed Mind, I Want to Wake Up, How Do You? You know, How Do You? The Day I Will to See, The Possibility. You know, you go through, and then at the end too, My Story. Tell us more about your story. How did you come to the United States?
I came here in the 80s and by my mom. My mom was living here before and she filed for me. But getting here, I had an experience in transitioning from Jamaica to here. All the years that I know myself living in my country, I never encounter anything that would, say, jeopardize my life. But as soon as I'm ready to get to America, that took place.
Wow.
Yes.
Tell us that story.
Oh, I will try to recap it the best way I can. It so happened that I began to be come to a point in my life that after being restricted for so many years, my dad was a very strict man. And so this friend of mine invited me to dinner. So I decided to go. Generally, it was myself and my sister would go places together, but that day it was I alone. But on leaving my friend home after our dinner date, it was dark. But when I'm getting home, I'm just cutting it short. I could not get a bus to get home, so I took the first bus I can. That led me to walk a distance to get to my house. And in getting there, I encounter two robbers. And they held me at gunpoint, trying to get my jewelry from me. And I decided that they weren't going to get it. But prior to that, I had met a young man going, and that night when I was going back home, that I met that gentleman was right there again. And so in me trying to tell these guys that they're not going to get my jewelry, and I looked across the street and saw this man that I saw earlier in the day. And I said, oh, okay, here. I said, I'm going to throw my watch to him. And I did. And as soon as I threw the watch, I was running across the street, which was a busy highway. But somehow God protected me, and I'm here today.
Wow, what a story. And then, you know, you thrive with this book. Like you said, you never thought you'd be a published author, and all those kinds of things pour out of you in your words. When people read My Moon, My Light, which they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Juliet, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away courage. I'm so seeking love, God, forgiveness, friendship, grace.
I like that.
A relationship.
Yeah. You say in the book, you know, you talk about the world and you talk about the blessings of being in the world, and that each day we have that opportunity. And I think you really embody that, and that shows in this book. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Super, super special. And you've written another book too, Gift Given, Gift Taken. What's that about?
That's a book of poetry. Many different kind of poems, segments, and I also included in that book two stories. Ooh. Which is fictions.
Right, so you mixed in a little storytelling as well. Was it fun to do that?
Yes, I always love to tell story, but I'm not a long writing story person. So I'm challenging myself to do that.
I like it. And so Gift Given, Gift Taken, what is the meaning behind that?
My creator, he gave me this gift of writing, and I really don't take it lightly. I always believe that everyone can write, and I know there are very good writers out there. But at the same time, this is what he gave me, and I'm trying to do the best I can with it.
So now that you've written two books, and you never thought you'd even publish one, what's next for you? Are you going to do another one?
I am encouraging myself.
I like that. We'll encourage you too. It's like, you already know, you say it, your own words, the world as we know it is a great and wonderful place. We say it is rightfully so. We are all trying to find our place in it one way or the other. For some, it is a golden pot that one can reach in and comes up abundantly blessed for life. They are the ones who seem to see their names written on everything and just reach out and take it. And I think you've done that with your writing.
Thank you.
And I hope people go and get the books. They're wonderful. You can just pick them up wherever you are and read pieces of it for sure. So thank you, Juliet.
And I thank you too.